Welcome back to the Profit Your Knowledge podcast. Today's guest is Samantha Dench. She has been a licensed esthetician since 2003. Been in business for quite a while. And Samantha has a cool story because she's actually moving her business online in the process of this episode and actually like ready to launch this thing. So we're going to really unpack kind of Samantha's ideas and what has been the motivator for doing that, because she's been in brick and mortar for over a decade, and now she's moving her business online. And it's always interesting to hear this and kind of hear the challenges and hurdles, because I know there's people who listen to this podcast where they're in a similar position, or they're kind of thinking about like, I'd like to do this online thing, but I don't really know. Samantha's actually doing it right now, so we can hear kind of the process that she's been going through in terms of turning your brick and mortar into an online business. Let's dive into it. How are you doing today, Samantha?
Good, James. How are you?
I am doing great. Just, I love conversations like this because there's so much opportunity in the online world,
Right.
And the thing too is like, even when you do move your business online, which you're doing right now, it's like, you can still have your brick and mortar. And
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of benefits that I think everybody should just have some sort of online presence nowadays.
Absolutely.
Because I was listening to a podcast with Sean Cannell, who's like a big YouTube expert. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that if you're a restaurant and you just want to get more people in your restaurant, you can like run ads and do kind of that local marketing where
right.
if you make YouTube videos, for example, or online mm-hmm. content, that hits a global audience, but you can still impact those people by teaching them the different stuff that you know. And then if you have a brick and mortar location, it almost becomes like a tourist attraction for people. People start making TikTok videos about it's actually the real person. Then they see you and you're kind of like a celebrity. So there's a lot of benefits that come from this. So yeah, I'm excited about this, but I want to hear your story. What made you first, decide to be an entrepreneur, to open up your brick and mortar? And then what's been the motivator for you to move into the online space now?
Yeah. So I started my business almost 14 years ago. I had a 2-year-old at home. And when I first, I used to work in spas, and in a lot of spas, you work nights, you work weekends. So the hours with kids are not ideal. And I decided after I had my first, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom, and realized quickly on that I am not stay-at-home mom material and I needed to do something like work-wise. So my ex-husband and I built a room in the basement of our house, and I opened up a little treatment room down there to do facials. And when I first started out, I was like, put him down for a nap and then take a client. I'd put him to bed, take a couple of clients. And so, it slowly grew from there. And then eventually when I got divorced, I moved into a salon suite. I've been here since 2017. So, and I've always kind of grown since then. I kind of jumped into the online space with my brick and mortar during COVID, because obviously we were shut down and we couldn't do facials, and I needed to make an income because I had 3 kids to feed. So I opened up an online store to sell my products that I sell to my clients here. And I've had that pretty much ever since. But I would say the majority of my clients mostly come in because it's service-based. So they come in, they get their facials, get nice and pampered. And now I'm kind of at that point where I'm building a team of estheticians so I can step out a little bit more, because I'm working on a skincare line for tweens. So kind of that's going to be my new step into the online space.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about this briefly, but let's bring the audience into the conversation. What's kind of been the idea behind that, and why tweens, what's the problem you see in the world that you want to solve?
Right. So I actually was starting to work with a chemist to bring in a skincare line for my clients. And I got a bunch of samples from the lab, and I have a how old is she? She's 11 years old, and she's sitting next to me, and my daughter goes, "Ooh, skincare products. I want to try that." And I kind of looked at her like, "What do you know about skincare products?" Cause what kid knows about it? And she's like, "Mom," she's like, "Oh my God, my friends are using this and this." And she started rattling off all these products, and I'm like, "Why are they using those products?" And she's like, "Oh, because of TikTok. We watched this girl and this." And so then I went down that rabbit hole and I started discovering what these girls are using. And I'm like, "Oh no, we can't do that." I'm like, "You girls are going to hurt your skin." So then I shifted gears and I thought, I need to create something for them, because the products that are available to them are not good for their skin. And it's interesting because having conversations with a lot of moms, they're like, "Oh, I like this product line and this product line because they're clean." And I look at the ingredients, I'm like, No, they're not clean. They're just marketed as clean. So Sephora has been blown up because of all these 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds going in and buying all this skincare product, and they're hurting their skin. So I just felt, as a mom, as an esthetician, I needed to do something, to give these girls something, and boys, but mostly girls. I needed to give them something that's really going to help their skin and set them up for a good routine as they grow up.
Yeah. So you've created your own product that's
Yep.
actual, like curated for these younger kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, my girlfriend has educated me a lot more about my
Yeah.
skincare. She's like, you should be like using this product and this one. She's
Right.
really big. She watches a lot of TikTok, but
Okay.
she like really dives into the ingredients and everything, like Googles and researches everything and, finding quality products. And, yeah, so she's definitely educated me more on it, and I've have like a mini skincare routine, but nothing
Right.
crazy.
That's
And
great.
yeah, I think it's good for people to do. But yeah, there is a huge danger, and it's like the dark side of TikTok, but it seems fun and playful, but it's like you guys are actually hurting yourself,
Right.
and they're gonna end up with like wrinkly skin down the road, or maybe I don't even know, maybe even like cancer or something. Like, how extreme can it get for people?
So they're damaging their barrier. That's what they're doing. And what that can do is it can cause all these problems down the road. So, we've never worked with kids' skin like this, so we don't know what's going to happen to their skin down the road. I do know they're using retinol, glycolics, all these things to speed up cell turnover, which their skin is naturally doing because they're so young. So the excess, I feel like they're going to create a lot of damage, speed up the aging process, start aging younger and younger. And the problem that I see with that is now they're going to start getting injections and laser and doing all these like crazy treatments that women in their like 30s and 40s do. I feel like these girls might start doing this like in high school. So I feel like what they're starting now is going to set them up for not so good skin success later on.
Yeah, for sure. It's a crazy topic if you think about it, because it's not even just the fact that their skin is so young,
Right.
and like you said, it's just a different stage of life compared to someone who's much older, where our
Right.
bodies start to decay over time, and we get saggy skin, so
Right.
it
Right.
helps to have that. It's like if you have a deficiency in vitamin D, then you supplement for vitamin D so you can
Right.
bring it back up. If you have some, or iron, or whatever it is,
Right.
that's where you supplement because your body's not producing it anymore. Even testosterone for men, it's kind of the same thing. But when
Right.
you're young, it's like you don't have to, and it can actually harm, with testosterone. I've always looked into that because I'm a guy, and just
Right.
planning for the future. And it's like if young guys take testosterone too early on, then it actually affects them later on in life because their
Right.
body gets used to this supplement, so it doesn't naturally produce it. So
Right.
it totally makes sense, like
Yeah.
with these younger kids. And also, even more than that, it's just I feel like this is really prevalent with younger girls more than younger boys,
Right.
where they start to get so fixated on like their appearance and their
Mm-hmm.
looks at a
Yep.
young age. And their brains, even like deeper than this, are really spongy, and they're just like absorbing so much more than adults. So they
Right.
start to think differently about themselves, which leads to depression and leads to like
Yeah.
Botox at a really young age. And it's
Right.
like, what are you doing?
I know.
Like,
I know.
and like insecurities and doubts that they have in themselves. So it's a
Yeah.
crazy problem.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so tell me a bit about kind of your product. Like, what's different about this new product that you're bringing to the market compared to the other ones that you see these kids taking?
Yeah, so mine's actually going to be very simple. I'm starting with just a cleanser and a moisturizer because at that age, that's all they need. They don't need 15 steps. They don't need all these exfoliants. At some point, I'm going to bring in some masks and some other products more for fun, because there's a demand for it. But I feel like I want to keep it very basic and simple because they don't need all this stuff. They do need to establish a good routine. So having a cleanser and a moisturizer at that age, like that's all they need. The moisturizer that I have, it has some ingredients in there that are very anti-inflammatory and calming. So even like teenagers with acne can use it. So it's not like it's just for tween skin. It is kind of multifunctional, but At the same time, like, you know, it's kind of more geared towards that younger skin.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I think that it's big, you know, in terms of your business, you know, and getting this out to the market. I mean, this is clearly an issue. Business is about solving people's problems. You know, if I want to have clearer skin, you know, I can go to an esthetician, or, you know, if I want to get a haircut, I go to my barber, they cut the hair, mow your lawn, whatever. It's all like, I have an issue that I can't do myself or don't want to do myself, you know, or I just need help with this. So you look for outside help and then you pay them. What's always been, you know, and I've been in this game for, you know, over like 5 years and just studied a lot about marketing and stuff like that and learned it to where now I teach it. When people are, I've spoken with many people who have an audience where it, the target market is like the kids. And that can be tricky because, you know, kids who are what, 8, 10 years old, they don't have jobs, most of them. Some of them maybe are making money with YouTube videos or TikToks and stuff like that. But usually it's the parents. So going into this market, I'm sure you understand this, but how are you kind of like game planning, moving this online and really marketing this to really make the impact you wanted to make?
Yeah. So I definitely am trying to talk to a lot more moms. Like, I'm trying to get on some mom podcasts. I'm trying to get in front of moms, like in mom groups. I also want to try to get into schools or in front of like groups of girls where the parents are like kind of a mom daughter kind of event. Just because I feel like moms need education too, because, you know, they're listening to their girls like, oh, mom, I saw this on TikTok. I want this moisturizer. And the mom goes and buys it. And it's like, oh, well, and the workers don't always say, oh, you shouldn't be using that on your skin, because at Sephora, they're sales girls. Most of them, some of them are, but most of them are not trained estheticians. Like, I had to go to school. I got licensed. I understand the biology of the skin, the chemistry of like how skincare products work with the skin. Most people selling skincare products don't have that knowledge. So they're basically just like, oh, here you go. You know, oh, I read this, or, oh, market this, that, you know, it's clean beauty. That's clean beauty. It's kind of like nails on a chalkboard. When I hear that term, it's like, oh man, you know, you can't believe everything that you see, because, you know, these companies are marketing to people and saying, oh, this is good. Moms go on these apps and see like, oh, this product is rated clean, but they don't know that the company that owns that app owns the skincare line. So it's kind of like skewed where, you know, you're led to believe something that really isn't true. So I just feel like there needs to be that educational piece, you know, for moms and girls. So, and it's the funniest part about, you know, putting this line together was the feedback I got from my daughter and all her friends. I'd show them something, they're like, ooh, no. And I'm like, look how cool this is. And they're like, no. So it's learning how to market to a generation that thinks differently than we do. So
yeah, for sure. And yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing, is even like you said, in Sephora, like, they see a mom come in and they buy a product and are like, this is the product I want to get. Cause like, they don't have to go into detail per se of like, I'm getting this for my kid, you know, and all this stuff. And they, like the people at Sephora are just like, oh, this is just a woman purchasing this product. We sell this stuff all the time. So it's like, whatever. And yeah, that's really tricky. And yeah, the whole thing that my brain goes to is even testing your product, like for free with some of the younger kids. You know, that have that presence on TikTok. That's where I would go, because like you said, it's hard for moms per se, you know, usually to communicate the same way with the kids and like speak their language and lingo. So it's like sponsorship for these younger girls who have the big audience, who has the audience, and they're like, I just learned about this new one and it doesn't have all this stuff that's going to affect us later on in our life. And like, kids listen to kids in that sense of like, oh yeah, because they have the influence and the authority for the kid. So yeah, interesting ways to think about it. But I think the mom thing is big, because like the mom does have a huge say in it, because like, they have the money. So
they have,
like,
the buying power. Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it for you. You
know? Exactly.
Try
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. What other kind of, I guess, like, you've been testing this product, you know that it works well with people. What's kind of been the process with that?
Yeah. So I had my, you know, I had all three of my kids use it. I gave it to some of my daughter's friends. So I've had it tested out, and everybody has great feedback and no issues. So the chemist that I work with, you know, she was an esthetician for years. And so she then went on to become a chemist. So she has an understanding of ingredients, products, and how things work. So, you know, working with her has been really nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a question that I had. I have a friend who I know, and he wanted to create it's kind of like a future endeavor for him, but we've talked about it a lot. And he's like, I would love to create like beauty products sort of for gingers specifically. And like people who are red haired, you know, because their skin is totally different. They're like they just don't absorb sun the same way. They have to put on sunscreen when they go out and it affects them different. He's like, I know this because like I'm a ginger. So I totally
And their skin
it.
Is super dry. It's like dry as a bone. Like they have very little oil glands. Yeah.
Right. So it's just different. And it's something that's specific to that demographic of people. Yeah. And I was like, this is so cool. And he's got everything mapped out, but it's just kind of the idea of like, how do you take something like that and like that idea and turn it into a physical product? You know, I'm really big on digital products, but I'm just curious, like you knew a chemist, is that kind of how you did it? Or do you have to seek this person out?
Yeah. A couple of I network with a bunch of other estheticians. So it's like, you know, we have our little group chats and our Facebook pages. And so, you know, I kind of put it out there that I was looking to start my own skincare line. So I had gotten a couple referrals to this lab that I'm working with.
That's wild. And just like creating a physical product like that is crazy. Cause like with digital products, which is like my sweet sauce.
Yeah.
It's just like you make some videos,
you can
write some emails or a page and that sort of stuff.
And you just pop it up and put it on your website and it's good.
Right. But a physical product, you know, with something like what you're doing is like, it's curated for tweens or a certain age demographic and their certain type of skin. Like it just fascinates me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you've been an entrepreneur for quite some time and you're obviously going into this new space and it's cool just to hear kind of the thought process and what you're doing. And I hope this episode, you know, gets some attention with people so they can be like, oh my gosh, like my kid's doing something
I can do
like
this.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like, I need to look into this, you know, and check out your product as well.
Yeah.
But entrepreneurship there's common threads without us, whether it's brick and mortar, whether it's online business, or just like what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And I love just to hear from you, like based on your career, what's something you wish someone would have told you early on about entrepreneurship?
I wish I would have done like an LLC in the beginning and kind of structured my business from day one. I feel like I've kind of just flown by the seat of my pants for a lot of years, just kind of piecing things together as far as like the bones of my business. You know, at first I didn't know my numbers for the longest time. That was just something like, you know, because that can be very overwhelming, like the accounting piece, the numbers, like all that, like just the structure of the business, like putting spreadsheets together, you know, that can be very overwhelming. And I'm a creative person. So math and like stuff that's very structured kind of gives me a little anxiety. So I wish I would have done that in the beginning and put all those pieces in place. Cause I feel like even now I'm almost 14 years in and I'm still like, oh my gosh, I should have done this. I should have done this. You know, it's like,
right. It's kind of,
but I think all
on.
Entrepreneurs are hard on themselves. So I think we put more pressure than other people do.
Yeah. Take care of your legal stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Early on. It's nice too. Cause when you get it like set up, you can usually just stick with that, set up an LLC and then you're good.
Right.
You know, kind of set up that stuff. It's a huge baseline that people have to take care of in the beginning. Cause we want to get out there and like make the impact,
right,
make the sales, grow the business and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, that comes after the legal boring stuff.
Yeah. And most of us do it the other way around. So
totally. Yeah. Most of us for sure.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged. So we just want to get out there and it's like, okay, slow down, Turbo.
Yeah.
Awesome. Samantha, it's been great getting to know you and just hearing about, you know, your mission and everything. I think it's really fascinating. Where can people learn more about what you're doing and get connected?
Yeah. So they can find me at skindeepil.com and then they can find the tween line at zozoskin.com.
Awesome.
We'll put and then links. Same thing, same URLs for like Facebook and Instagram.
Zozo Skin is the, and then Skin Deep IL. Okay, cool.
Yep.
We'll put links down in the description.
Okay.
For the listener, if you have younger kids who like TikTok, totally fine, very normal now. Just be cautious if they're using certain types of products. And I think that as parents, like, you know, I'm not a parent right now, but my girlfriend and I talk about it, and it's like, it's kind of scary, like the kind of world that you bring kids into. We want the best for them. But like with the influence of social media, TikTok, YouTube, all this kind of stuff, like they can do things that aren't really best for them now. And it's so crazy. We're in this world of personal development, and like having a skincare routine. Great. It's really like it's recommended. Esthetician, you know, you're like, you should have a skincare routine.
Right.
But people just take it to the extreme with so many things. And it's just like, it's, yeah, we just take things too far. And I think that that's where personal development can kind of bite us. You know, right. It's like these girls are like, I need to get like the super extreme tincture or whatever. And it's like, you don't need that, you know?
No.
So the education, bringing this to the marketplace, I think that's really, really cool. And very, very important. So for the listener, this wasn't super, you know, like tactical per se. It was just kind of like an awareness piece for your kids, you know, but also just getting a peek into how Samantha's kind of moving this business online with the physical product. Cause I know some people who listen to the show could have that kind of dream or think of that possibility. So I hope you got some good nuggets from this. Hope you got some insights. Take what you learned here, get out there, make something happen. We'll see you in the next one.